This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Donald Trump leaves on his first overseas trip as president later today. He is the first president to pick the Middle East for his initial visit abroad. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
The president arrives in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. He's scheduled to give a speech there to Muslim leaders on counterterrorism efforts and U.S. relations with the Muslim world. The White House has said the speech will be inspiring, yet direct. Trump will also visit Israel and meet with Pope Francis at the Vatican. The trip concludes with a NATO summit in Belgium and a G7 summit in Italy. It comes after one of Trump's toughest weeks in office, following the appointment of a special counsel to lead the ongoing investigation into potential ties between Russia and his presidential campaign. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is briefing the House of Representatives on his appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller will investigate Russian meddling in the U.S. election and any alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. President Trump has denied any substantive link. Officials in New Orleans will remove a prominent statue of General Robert E. Lee. His is the last of four Confederate monuments that will be taken down following a vote by New Orleans City Council members. From member station WWNO, Lane Kaplan-Levinson has more.
The first three Confederate monuments were removed in the middle of the night due to security concerns. But this final statue, located in downtown New Orleans, will come down in the light of day. Mayor Mitch Landrieu is expected to make remarks this afternoon after the Robert E. Lee statue is taken down. The city is still determining where to relocate the statues, perhaps in a museum. For now, they'll be kept in storage.
Lane Kaplan-Levinson reporting from New Orleans. United Nations investigators say South Sudanese soldiers may have committed war crimes in a town called Yei. NPR's Ader Peralta reports investigators documented the murder of 114 civilians.
Investigators say they were given limited access by the South Sudanese government, so the atrocities could be more widespread. Still, there is evidence government soldiers indiscriminately shelled and bombed civilian areas. In some cases, they tied civilians up, threw them inside huts, and set those on fire. UN investigators say that last August, government soldiers showed up to a funeral. They ordered the mourners to admit that the dead person was a rebel. When the mourners declined, two civilians were taken to a nearby bush where soldiers, quote, raped the woman in the presence of the man and then shot her. The government denies the charges, saying it's ordered punishment for any soldier committing atrocities. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Naivasha, Kenya.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 111 points at 20,774. The Nasdaq is up 41 points at 6,096. You're listening to NPR News. Prosecutors in Sweden are going to drop their preliminary investigation of rape charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Officials say it won't be possible to move him to Sweden. Assange has been living in Ecuador's embassy in London since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden and denies the charges. British police say if he leaves the embassy, he will be arrested for failing to surrender to a British court. French President Emmanuel Macron is in the West African nation of Mali today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the new president wants to show he will continue France's fight against terrorism.
Macron is in the Malian city of Gao this morning, visiting the 4,000 French troops stationed there. France intervened in Mali in January 2013 under former President François Hollande to oust Islamist radicals. Macron is traveling with his new defense minister, former European Parliament member Sylvie Goulard. Macron's new government is a mix of ministers from the left and right. Half are women and half from civil society. A poll out today shows 70% of the French approve of Macron's attempts to break with old political structures and put citizens in government. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Police in New York City say a motorist has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of a pedestrian yesterday in Times Square. 26-year-old Richard Rojas has also been charged with attempted murder. Police say Rojas plowed his car into a group of pedestrians, hitting about two dozen people before he was stopped by barricades. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering Schwab Intelligent Advisory, an interactive online financial planning service that combines technology with personal advice. Learn more at schwab.com/intelligentadvisory.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the second hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. We go back now to 1954 and music from Little Walter. Here's a tune written by Willie Dixon, Walter doing it on blues harp and vocals with Otis Spann on piano, Louis Myers and Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass. I Gotta Find My Baby, Little Walter.
I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good loving since that girl said goodbye. Now if I was a good lord, pretty women would never die. You may look good, baby, but you got to hang your head and cry. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Baby, till my mustache drag the ground. I got to find my baby, cause I know what she putting down. I'm gonna find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Well, I don't care if it's the last thing I ever do in my life. Find my big lit brown skin and make her my wife. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good love since that gal said goodbye. Well, I hate to see the sun hurry to the west. I know my whole night gonna a solid mess. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good love since that gal said we
when the war was tough. Don't know how many we had to kill, but I hope we get enough. Say we're going yonder and warm. Have I done my warm again?
Pinetop Perkins on piano and vocals, recording for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas, back in 1992. Pinetop again on piano and vocals. He had with him Duke Robillard and Derek O'Brien on guitars. Kim Wilson on blues harp on that track. That, of course, was Look on Yonder Wall, a tune that the seminal version of that was recorded back in 1946 by Jazz Gillum, who was a vocalist and harp player. The tune's older than that, but that's the version everybody copied, Gillum's version. Fleetwood Mac did it, Johnny Copeland, Freddie King, Elmore James, Rolling Stones used to do it in their tours, that sort of, those sorts of groups and artists. Very popular old blues classic. We heard Little Walter just before hearing Pinetop Perkins and his fellow musicians. We heard Little Walter from 1954 doing a number called I Got to Find My Baby. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of Pinetop Perkins' most famous employer. He joined back in 1969. He joined the Muddy Waters Band. Here he is with Muddy on vocal and guitar, Johnny Winter on guitar also, James Cotton on blues harp, Charles Calmazzi on bass, Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums. From October of 1976, the Muddy Waters Band here on KRVS.
Thank you. my Sunday woman bring the daily news. My Monday woman buy me socks and shoes. But not let my good gal catch you in a ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. My Tuesday woman love that pocket change. That Wednesday woman want to do the same thing. But not let my good gal catch you in a ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. My Saturday woman tote a Gatling gun, 'cause if you stand, she shoot you if you run. But not let my good gal catch you in a ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. Minutes seems like hours, hours seems like days. If you don't want my little girl, goodbye and on your way. Better not let my good gal catch you in a ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. Ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. Ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do.
Lucy May Blues. That was Buddy Guy from his disc Blues Singer that came out in 2003. Buddy Guy with special guest Eric Clapton. The disc is an all-acoustic effort and harkens back to 40 years prior to this release, back to 1963, when Buddy Guy did an all-acoustic album with Muddy Waters. We heard Muddy just prior to hearing Buddy. We heard Muddy Waters from a disc called Blue Sky. Muddy from October of 1976 doing a number called Jealous Hearted Man. Next on KRVS, we're going to turn to a tune that Buddy Guy first recorded for Chess Records back in the 1960s. We're going to go up to 1983, though, and to the disc Texas Flood. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan with his rendition of a tune that Buddy Guy called Going to School. Stevie Ray calls it by his better-known name, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school. Tisket, tasket, baby. A green and yellow basket. Sent a letter to my baby. On my way, I passed it. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. She moved me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She moved me. Her love is real and I can't conceal that she moved me. Yeah, she's so sweet to let some cry and shame. It's like I've been hit by a mule every time she called my name. She moves me. No girl in this world like my lover girl that can move me. She called my name. She moved me. Yeah, yeah, she moved me. Ain't no girl in this world like my lover girl. We'll be right back.
Kim Wilson on blues harp and vocals from his 1993 disc, Tiger Man. Wilson doing an old Johnny Guitar Watson tune he had with him on guitars on that track. Duke Robillard and Derek O'Brien. And before we heard Kim Wilson, we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble doing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Again, Buddy Guy had recorded that tune back in the 60s. The original nursery rhyme was first published back in 1830. And, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan's older brother, Jimmy Vaughan, played with Kim Wilson quite a bit. The two had founded the band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, in Austin many years ago. And we've got blues now from the late Etta James. Here's Etta James here on KRVS from October of 1966 with a number called I Prefer You.
Then you know I'm dead and gone. is a bad old wind that never changes. A coughing sound.
Have you
ever heard a coughing sound? Ever heard a coughing sound? Then you know I'm in the ground. Two white horses side by side. Two white horses side by side. My Lord, we're gonna take a ride.
Mavis Staples from a disc called Have a Little Faith. That disc came out in 2004. Mavis Staples, of course, part of the famous Staples family, a gospel group led by the late Pop Roebuck Staples. Mavis Staples doing a number called Dying Man's Plea, also better known as See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Mavis preceded here on the Blues Box by Etta James. We heard the late Etta James from 1966. She did a number for us called I Prefer You. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we have music next from Blind Lemon Jefferson. He was the first one to ever record that last tune in blues format, the tune that Mavis called A Dying Man's Plea, better known, again, as See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. He recorded that under the name of Deacon L.J. Bates. Presumably, the conventional wisdom on that is that if he recorded sacred songs, he should use a different name than the name he used when he recorded a lot of blues and bawdy songs, that sort of thing. Otherwise, he might lose a bit of both audiences. We're going to turn to Blind Lemon next. He was originally from Couchman, Texas, born blind, called Lemon. That was his real name by his parents because when he was a baby, he was round and yellow, according to the story. Anyway, he ended up recording quite a bit, mostly in Chicago from 1926 until 1929, whereupon his body was found in the streets of Chicago after a snowstorm. Here he is from April of 1928, Blind Lemon Jefferson, one of the most influential rural-style blues artists of his time, Lemon, with a piece called Change My Luck Blues.
I just can't see what in the world is you waiting on. I've got another mama, she ain't long and old tall. I say I got another mama, she ain't long and old tall. But to tell you the truth, man, she's soft as a butterball. She got every movement from her head down to her toe. She got every movement from her head down to her toe. And she can break in on a dollar, man, most anywhere she goes. She was my best mama, but she would treat me right. I said she was my best mama, but she would treat me right. She wouldn't do nothing but bail house all night long. I'm gonna get me a mama. I mean, with lots of bucks. I'm gonna get me a mama. I mean, with lots of bucks. I'm going to be gone, mama, so I can change my luck. Be gone, mama, be gone.
It's a pity the way I love you, and you ain't worth a dime. You talk all night in your sleep, baby, then you wake up blind. It will take me a while to forget you, but I'll finally get you off my mind. Your ways is so sweet, but oh, what a rotten mind. Your face is really beautiful, babe, and your jive is really fine. But to trust you with the truth, mama, you know it's just a waste of time. When you first met me, you said you loved me. I knew all the time then you was lying. Said you loved me, baby, but I couldn't get you off my mind. You know I was just a pure little fool. That's why you played me for deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yes, Oxen.
When you said you was all mine, I was still too dumb to see. When you said you was all mine, I was still too dumb to see. How could Jones be your brother when your last name is Julia Lee? I know you didn't love me, baby. It was so plain to see.
Oh, read me lightly.
You still lied to me, baby, and you made a sap out of poor little me. You know yourself, Jones and Lee, don't sound like sister and brother to me.
Well, Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals, recorded on the 22nd of May back in 1940. A number called I'm Just Dumb. Lonnie Johnson recorded prolifically in the 20s and 30s, well, on into the 1940s, even did some recordings as late as the 50s, and some of the 60s weren't that good, but he was a phenomenal and extremely influential player, originally from New Orleans and from a very large musical family, almost all of which, save him and his brother, died in the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. Lonnie Johnson. He was preceded by Blind Lemon Jefferson. Jefferson also extremely influential, but definitely more of a rural style and a lot less urbane, though a lot of his licks were new to so many people. He was quite an innovative guitarist. We heard Blind Lemon Jefferson from February of 1928, recorded in Chicago doing Change My Luck Blues. We have blues next from a new disc by Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi. This is the 14th by Guy Davis. It's called Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. Here is Davis and Poggi doing an old Lead Belly work song called Take This Hammer.
Hammer, what? Cat to the captain. tell them I'm gone, boys. You tell them I'm gone. You tell them I'm gone, boys. Won't you tell them I'm gone? You tell them I'm gone, boys. You tell them I'm gone. Bye-bye, Captain.
Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from the disc Delta Time that came out back in 2012. That was their rendition of an old Delmore Brothers tune, Blues Stay Away From Me. The Delmore Brothers were an old-time country duet. Tay Sink originally from the Netherlands. He lives in Austria. Terry Evans, originally from Vicksburg, Mississippi. He lives on the West Coast. And the third guitarist on that particular track was special guest Ry Cooder. Before we heard Hans Tasink, Terry Evans, and Ry Cooder, we heard Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi from their latest disc, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. They're talking about Sonny, Terry, and Brownie McGee. We heard them, though, do a work song that Lead Belly recorded many years ago, Take This Hammer. Back in 1940, RCA Victor put out an early concept album called The Midnight Special and Other Southern Prison Songs. And on that album was another Lead Belly work song, prison song. Lead Belly recorded a few tracks on that album with the Golden Gate Quartet. From that release, June of 1940, Lead Belly and the Golden Gate Quartet with a number called Ham and Eggs.
Ham and Eggs. Ha! Pork and beans. Ha! I would eat more. Ha! But it cooked wasn't clean. Ha! I got it rolled. Ha! Rolled in a hurry. Ha! To make it on the side of the road. If I had a note, my cabin was bad. I wasn't so last special I once did have. I got it if I had a note, my cabin would blind. Ha! I wouldn't have waited, wait, boy, till the clock struck nine. I got it
Lead Belly and the Golden Gate Quartet from 1940, Ham and Eggs. Lead Belly had been hosted by penal systems in both Louisiana and in Texas. He brought to the fore a number of prison songs and work songs. The Little Breaks, where the Ha or the Wop or whatever was where in prison, I guess you'd be breaking rocks, everybody hitting with hammers at the same time. Or if it was a work song, it could be a moving railroad tracks, that sort of thing. Interesting materials. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org, and on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there that keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We have